Hello. Hey there. How are you? Do you mind if I step into your apartment? No, I promise I wouldn't judge you for what a slob you are. You've always been that way and I've never cared. I think it's a single guy thing. Oh, hey, there's actually room to sit on your couch. That's better than last time. So, how are things? Yeah, I hear you. One day at a time. It's been the strangest year of our lives, hasn't it? But it seems like maybe we're coming to the end of all this craziness and things are getting back to normal. How are we doing? Oh, pretty good. We're trying to get back to normal too. Looking forward to the future and all the things we want to do together, especially when we start a family. That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about, our family. I don't know if your brother has told you this, but we've been trying for a baby for a couple years now. Shortly after we got married, right after college. Oh, he didn't tell you? Yeah, we've been trying regularly and nothing has worked. I talked to my doctor about it and she did some tests on me, you know, for fertility and maybe any problems my body might have with ovulation. But all the tests came back negative. According to my doctor, and I quote, one of the most fertile young women they've ever seen. So if the problem isn't me, then, well, I guess the problem is with your brother. No. This isn't a criticism. I know you love your brother, and God knows I do too. If there is an issue, like, you know, lazy swimmers or something, then obviously it isn't his fault. I think you've known since we first met. I'm someone who has always wanted kids. Everyone has their purpose, right? Most people can tell from a young age. Some people want to play music or fix cars or paint or become teachers or whatever. My purpose is to be a mother. I've known it all my life. And your brother wants to be a dad. He always has. You've heard him talk about it, right? He'd be a great dad, wouldn't he? Yeah. I'm glad you agree. But the fact remains that I'm very fertile and it looks like your brother isn't. And that's a problem. I don't want that to stand in the way of us getting pregnant. It's making my husband anxious and depressed all the time. I mean, you've seen it, haven't you? It's really bothering him. That's why I'm here today. I think you might be able to help. You're his brother, so you share the same genes, the same DNA. He can't put a baby inside me, so I want you to do it instead. Stop. Don't freak out. Just hear me out, okay? This has been a huge strain on our marriage. My husband has been in a funk for months, and he can't pull himself out. I think deep down, he knows the reason we can't get pregnant is because of him. The guilt is weighing on him. He feels like a failure, and that's the last thing in the world I want because he's amazing. He's caring and smart and funny and so, so kind. It's why I know he'll be a great dad. I want to get pregnant. I need it. We both need it. This isn't a decision I came to overnight. I've given it a lot of thought for a long time. It's the best solution for everyone involved. I can get pregnant. My husband can finally be back to his old self again. We can have a family and everyone will think the baby was his. You and I will be the only ones who know the truth. I've been keeping track of my cycle, and it looks like the most fertile day this month is today. Convenient, don't you think, that this also happens to be your day off? It's almost like it was meant to be. What do you say? I know you find me attractive. Oh, come on. Do you think I haven't seen you looking at me over the years? Like that time you stayed with us for a few nights and you saw me coming out of the shower? You think I didn't see lust in your eyes? Or that time you've been with us by the pool and you saw me in my skimpy, oh, so revealing bikini? You loved what you saw, didn't you? My firm tits, my tight ass, my legs. Don't tell me I've never made you hard before. Don't tell me you've never been by yourself in the dark in the middle of the night and stroked your rock-hard cock thinking all about the things you want to do to me. And don't tell me that you're not hard right now. You think I can't see that bulge growing in your pants? Yeah, this one right here. It feels so good already, and I'm only touching it through your jeans. Maybe I should take it out for you. You want me to, don't you? You don't have to say anything. Just nod. I knew it. Let's see what you're working with. Ooh, very nice. It looks so good. Do you like how I stroke it? Up and down, up and down. Oh, it's getting harder every second. Can I taste it? You taste so good. Do you want me to suck it? Of course you do. Fuck, that's so nice. Have you been dreaming about this? You've wanted these lips around your cock for years, haven't you? Since the first day you met me? How's that, baby? You like my slutty mouth on your prick? You're already dripping pre-cum. It tastes so nice. But I don't want to let any of that cum go to waste. I want every single drop inside me. I can tell you want that too. Your cock is pulsing at the thought of it. Come on, sweetie. I want you to lick my sweet pussy so it's ready for you to fuck a baby into it. Come here. Oh, I came prepared in this short skirt and no panties. Let me lie back on your couch. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, hike up my skirt around my waist. That's it. Oh, you like what you see? You want to taste this pretty pussy? Oh, hell yes. Can you see how wet I am for you already? Oh, yeah. Lick up and down my folds. Oh, shit. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck, let me take my tits out. Oh, you like them? I'm gonna play with my nipples while you lick my pussy. Oh, shit. Oh, this is so good. Oh, your tongue feels amazing on my clit. Oh my god, you do that so well. Oh shit, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. Oh fuck. Oh my god, that was so good. Oh god, next time I come, I wanna do it on your cock. Will you come too? You want that? Oh, I know you do. You wanna pump a big hot load of jizz inside this cunt, don't you? Come here. Yes. I want you to breed me. I want you to breed me now. Fuck. Oh, your cock is so hard. Oh, I can't wait to feel it inside me. Yeah. Oh, rub it against my hot slit. Fuck. Oh, don't make me wait any longer. I'm here on this couch with my legs spread wide open for you. Oh, push it in. Do it, please. Push. Oh, fuck. fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god, your cock feels so good. Oh, keep going. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh. 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 Yeah. Oh. Oh. You like feel this tight little pussy? Oh, you can fuck it anytime now, you know? Until I get pregnant. And even while I'm pregnant, you can have it anytime you want. It's the least I can do to thank you for giving me a baby. Oh, but you're a fuck toy. Oh, you're nasty little breed slut. Oh, 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 my God. Yes, keep fucking me. Oh, use me like a cock sleeve. Oh, make me your breeding whore. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, oh. Oh, I can feel you getting close. Oh, you're ready to drain those balls, aren't you? Oh, fuck, let me do it. Oh, pump a load inside my womb. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come too. Oh, come with me. Oh, please. Please come with me. Fuck that seed up into me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, don't pull out, baby. Stay in me. Let my pussy milk every single drop out of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you sprayed so much hot, sticky cum into me. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it all drain into my pussy. Oh, God, that was so hot. Oh, thank you so much. This means so much to me. I really, really want a baby. And I know your brother does too. So you're doing this for both of us. But you know, I want to make sure we take as many opportunities as we can to get this right. So, if you want to wait a few minutes, we could go for another round. Yeah? That's great. From now on, I'm all yours. Your personal breed slut.